17th of February, with Azita, Jonathan, Ivan, Sukin, Nina, Sarah, Vince, Nina W, Christine, Nancy, Pioe, Knowing, and Betty.
From Dhamma Study Group, from the net. There was one from the young man called Scott, and his question is, how does one explain the experience of sustained emotional states when jitta and jetta seeker arise and fall away again so rapidly? I think he means, how do you explain the feeling that your anger or your upsetness or your happiness goes on for a long time? When jitta and jetta seeker arise and fall away so rapidly.
It can arise again.
It can arise again.
And yes, every again. Moment, after one another.
What determines how long it keeps arising then?
What do you mean? Conditions?
Just conditions.
What? Yeah.
Accumulations.
If you're acquainted with seeing seems to go on a long time because it rises.
No falling away at all. So it's not jitta. If it stays like that,
it's the image of no.
Yeah. Realities arise and fall away. That's all.
And the previous jitta, the jitta seekers, can condition the arising of the next jitta and jitta question.
Yeah, no other. That is anantarapajya and samanantarapajya. Who can change the pajya?
And those so called sustained emotional states, they appear to last.
Like now.
Like now.
So
like
what?
Now. And then suddenly that feeling, if it's an unpleasant feeling, is gone. And there's no law to how long they last. That just arises and falls.
I think what he means is that sometimes, as against other things like hearing and all, which seem to last as much as some strong emotions, yet there are other dhammas arising and falling.
In between. You mean that Vedana does not fall away at all?
It does.
So,
that's why he's asking.
It arises and falls with jitta all the time.
Because it arises and falls, why does it seem just continues?
Like
even
seeing
in spite
right
of
now, like seeing in right. any moment right now, seem to stay, seem to last.
Then his next question following on is, he says, is this accumulation?
What is accumulated?
It obviously follows on from his first question. Then his next question just says, is this accumulation, this sustained emotion?
But when we talk about accumulation, what accumulates?
Lopa, dosa,
okay,
moha.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, what's the answer to it? Yes, it is accumulation.
What is accumulating?
Well, I think what he's saying is this.
What is this?
This sustained emotional state would manifest.
We have to say precisely what is accumulated from moment to moment and what is not.
So how do I answer this for him if I
want? It's not the answer, it's the understanding. Yeah.
And his last question is, does...
What about the first and the second?
What about the first and the second? Well, I am on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like in here I can understand the second one, but to explain it.
First of all, I think that one forgets that one is listening and developing understanding of reality. One takes all realities for self. If one doesn't take reality for self, one is hearing about a subject, about realities. Jitta is jitta, no one at all. So when we are studying the story of jitta, one begins to understand what jitta is, what element is, how it arises and falls away. No self involved in why not, why this, why that. For example, feeling. Since one knows that anything is conditioned, arise and falls away. And as soon as it has fallen away, it conditions the next one. And what is accumulated is all the kusla and akusla. Because whenever there is thinking about something, the previous experience, the idea and the feeling, which is conditioned by previous feeling, can arise again. But not the seeing, not the hearing. It's completely gone because it's conditioned by karma. How can you keep the reality like visible object and sound, but there can be thinking about it with pleasant or unpleasant feeling, with kusala or akusala. But in order to understand realities, it's not I who is studying my own reality, but it's like a subject that you can study any subject without taking that subject for me at all. Like citta is citta. Now we are learning to understand the element of that, not I would like it to be like this, or why it is not like that, or how can I make it like this. It's the studying of the element of citta, the element of cetasika, the element of rupa. We do not have any authority to do anything at all. Just developing the understanding as they are, not as I want it to be, or why can't it be like this. It's like any subject, but this is the subject of elements. So no question about how and I and me at all, because they are elements. They are not self. That's the way to study Dhamma and to see that Dhamma is Dhamma. Otherwise, there is always the idea, I am learning about me by understanding them as elements. See? So there is still clinging to them as self.
Sometimes you also mention that, because one says, oh, well, how can I just respond to this? Whereas what you say is rather than just give an explanation, one's trying to help someone really consider or
to
understand it.
Yeah. Not to solve the problem.
Yeah. And yesterday, Nina, you mentioned that you said something to Kunsi Chin about
inclination,
or being quiet, or liking to go to a quiet place like Vince, and what's wrong or something, and she said just self.
Yes, I said we go walking and it is quiet and then you can consider Dhamma more. And I said then we follow our inclinations, and you said no, the inclinations are already there and it's not I who follow the inclination, and this is very good. I was thinking it over afterwards.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's not the I.
If we are very confident about reality right now, that it should be directly experienced, so that Panya can become detached from clinging. Otherwise, there is no way. We never go away from developing understanding of reality is now appearing. Otherwise, there's idea to go somewhere to do something which is not this moment at all. So how can there be the understanding and the detachment from reality right now? Because there is the going away from it from moment to moment, never understand it. So even there is thinking about going somewhere, developing some other conditions so that awareness and right understanding will arise, it's impossible as long as there is no understanding at all of this reality at this moment. So it's only keep on going away, escape this moment, thinking that there would be the green grass over there.
Lorek and I were discussing going away, like Vince is going away to a temple for a rest, and like we can do yoga or something for a rest. That is inclinations that is followed.
Who knows that is inclination?
Can it be something else?
But who knows that
oneself?
And who knows?
Panya.
Right. So there must be awareness and panya at that very moment to understand the inclination.
Yeah.
Not just thinking that I understand inclination, condition, such and such things in life, but this moment.
Yeah.
There can be the understanding of inclination only when there's direct awareness right now.
Because Lorek said he may also like to go to a temple for a month or so.
Because there must be different stages of understanding from learning, but not the direct understanding that this moment is also conditioned by accumulation. And this is the difference between just learning about reality, but not the developing a very firm confidence on understanding this moment. Otherwise, there is no way to become detached from life or from any reality at all.
But to come to the stage of confidence, it's accumulated punya.
Yeah, to know that it's not the other moment, it's not the previous or the future one. If there is no panya right now, no awareness, no understanding right now, it's only expectation to have it arise here and there and develop. Who is developing if there is no understanding at this very moment?
But if there is no panya, hearing about the importance of being in the present moment, it's not going to help. You may appreciate it.
Panya understand so that it can become detached.
There's understanding, like the theoretical understanding, but it seems to me there's always clinging, grasping at wanting.
So it's not the studying of Dharma, it's you again who want to understand you as
it's
Dharma.
Not getting away from this clinging.
I have a question about accumulation still, that is not so clear. I understand that all our experiences are accumulated, and
what
that
is
maybe
all,
it's sanya.
All experience.
Yeah, you said it's not seeing, not hearing.
Not the visible object.
No, just the...
Because it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, and it's not the nama that can be accumulated.
That's right. So our experiences are accumulated, but we have to know which experiences, not vipaka.
Vipaka is conditioned by karma, completely gone.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
I had not understood
but
that.
But the feeling, the clinging,
and the
javana, after seeing, after hearing.
And the thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the sanya.
Yeah, sanya remembers.
Javana, with javana.
Yeah. Because we always get questions.
With kusla and akusla, that's why the kusla and akusla are accumulated.
Accumulated. Mm-hmm. But not only kusla and akusla, is that right?
Kariya too. Javana, all logiya javanas.
Yeah. I get it better now. I did not quite understand it before.
Would you like to just summarize what you've understood from this?
I usually think all our experiences, but that's rather general. It's not precise enough.
And the precise is?
The javanas which think, for example, with sanya, which are kusala or akusala, because you never think with neutral cittas, always with either kusala or akusala.
Right.
And those moments are accumulated.
Right.
And sanya is a condition to remember later on experiences that we had of visible object, but the visible object is gone, and the seeing is gone completely, because seeing is result of karma. But it never was so clear to me.
But you're saying only javana is accumulated?
Accumulated.
I think so. Lokiya.
Not the lokudra. Mm-hmm. Only lokiya. Yeah? Worldly. Mundane.
What's actually javana?
Kusala or akusala or kiriya for an arahata.
But you said for arahata?
Arahata doesn't have kusala or akusala at all.
Yes.
So for arahata, kiriya citta, instead of kusla and akusla, is accumulated.
And javana, what does that mean?
Javana is the function of cittas. When we talk about javana, we mean the function of kusla, akusla, and kiriya.
I see. Okay. But for the pachojana, for the normal person?
Kusla and akusla.
For not so little.
We don't usually refer to vipaka cittas as being accumulated because they're a result. What about, I'm not talking about Aryans, what about other moments like kiriya cittas that are not javana cittas and not vipaka? Can one refer to them as being accumulated?
Does it have lobha and dosa to be accumulated?
No. But for example, the anodvara vajra or something like this,
does it have? The lobha dosa, alobha dosa to be accumulated.
So it's clear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you referring to the manasikara?
No, I was just thinking of something like just the kiriya cittas themselves, just the, like the manodvara vajra, whether one can refer to it.
And what manasikara?
No, because some people give manodvara vajra citta as
Yoniso manasikara,
so they might think that if this is accumulated, it might help.
That's why it has to include the javana cittas. Someone else on the discussion list a couple of days ago asked us to ask Khonsu Chien, what is the secret of your success?
That's what I've got.
Because he said whenever he meets or has a chance to ask any successful person a question, he always says, what is the secret of your success? So I asked Khonsu Chien this question, and she just smiled and said, understanding. And then she said, give him a hint. He's then meant to say, understand what? But anyway, that's her answer. What's the secret of her success? Understanding. Anything else to add?
But I'd like to hear the answer.
Right.
Reality now.
We were talking about confidence. That starts with intellectual understanding. So could we say that if there's wrong understanding, which conditions the idea of another time and place, that's in fact making it even harder to develop that confidence?
That is the teachings of Buddha. It's one's own idea about not knowing reality right now can condition right understanding.
Ajahn, can real confidence only come at patipati?
When we consider realities and we have right understanding, we'll have more confidence too. For example, right now, when we consider what else that Panya can understand, if it's not this moment, who can find that Panya can understand the past reality or the future reality? It's impossible.
But prior to Patipati, someone could have confidence that they're right, but they could be wrong.
If there is the understanding that the developed Panya can really penetrate the true nature of reality right now.
That's what I understand.
That never be wrong.
But only some people have that. A lot of people have other ideas and they have a lot of confidence that they're right. But
they don't
wrong
have confidence on Panya right now at all.
And I'll be referring to Satta Chetasaka, which should arise only when there's right understanding.
No.
No, I mean, not leaving aside other forms of kusala. If there's wrong understanding of a Dhamma concept, can we say that there's Satta at that moment?
Because you see that when we talk about Satta without right understanding, it can be only Dana and Sila.
Yeah, Dana and Sila.
Yeah.
Right.
Not more than that. Because both Samatha Bhavana and Satipatthana need Satta with right understanding. That's why we should consider about the wrong path and the right path, otherwise not mentioned in Tipitaka at all. It must be very subtle to know the wrong path and the right path, because it said that all the Four Noble Truths are subtle, not just the third one, all four. So the dukkha is subtle because now it arises and falls away, and no one experience without right understanding develop of this moment from the very beginning. And the second one, if there is no understanding of reality right now, how can there be the understanding of lopa, which hinders the understanding of reality right now? And if there is no detachment from reality right now, then never be the attainment of nibbana, because lots of clinging and no understanding of reality right now. Even it's now, there is no understanding. So how can there be moment of experiencing Nibbana, no matter in what life? And the fourth one is the path is so very subtle, because it has to go along with detachment from the very beginning, very, very beginning, even at moment of studying, considering, like we just talked about, studying reality, not studying I at all.
And if there's not understanding, then there's no knowing those eight factors, is there, of the Eightfold Path?
It's only the word that many people recite or think about, but what about even the first factor, right understanding? Of what? It is not as simply as right understanding, but when and what. Otherwise, it's not precise. Since there is no understanding of this moment, the next moment is not understood. The next moment cannot be understood either.